Have your holy book and you want to turn with us to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter number 14. Want to look at verse 17. Romans 14 and verse 17. And the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." I want to preach this morning, if God will bear help, on the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. You say, "Well, preacher, what is the kingdom of God?" Kingdom of God is a universal kingdom. It's a universal kingdom that includes all of those that are subject to the will of God. I want to just ask ourselves a question this morning. Are you subject to the will of God? Amen. Are you subject to the will of God? Are you going the way God wants you to go? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't really know. Boy, I'd be finding out. I wouldn't run around this old lost world, praise God, without knowing what God would, where God would have me to be." Amen. So Paul to the Romans here is speaking to them and trying to direct them to the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God is the kingdom of the angels. Kingdom of God is the kingdom of the church. Kingdom of God is the kingdom of the saints, past and present and future. Praise God. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's that universal kingdom, praise God, that God is trying to make and draw unto himself so every one of us can be a part of it. I mean, I'd hate to go out through this world, praise God, through life, and not know that I'm part of the kingdom of God. Praise God. It's a kingdom of God that's entered in, and there's a path to get there. Amen. The kingdom of God, there's a path to get to the kingdom of God. He said there's a lot of paths. There's some broad ways that lead to destruction. But he said there's a narrow path, praise God, that leads to salvation and righteousness in Christ Jesus. He said there's a lot that go in by that broad way. He said, but there's a narrow path, and few they be that find it. This morning, I tell you, what better day to get right with God? What better day to get where you need to be than on Mother's Day? 2026. Wouldn't it be a good day just to sell out for God, say, "Glory God, I'm just going to become part of the greatest thing that ever was, part of the kingdom of God." Well, what a blessing that would be. So he tells us this. He lays it out for us. Amen. Praise God. As the kingdom. You say, how do you get in there? You get in there. John tells us in John 3, in chapter 3, verse 3, he said, we get in by a new birth. Amen. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, you must be born of the Spirit, the Word of God and the Spirit of God, praise the Lord. And you got to get in, amen. He said, it's a spiritual thing. Amen. It's a spiritual thing. He said, you must be born again. That's how you get in. Hey, if you're here this morning, you've never been born again. It's time to get born again. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I was born, you know, and I even know the hospital and the place, and mom and dad's even told me the time, so I know when I was born." That's great. That's wonderful. But do you know, praise God, that you've been born again? Amen. Have you had that spiritual birth? Is there something changed inside you? We talked about Sunday school, about how Paul said that sin dwells in me. Amen. It takes up its abode in you. And it's hey, there's an old sinner inside you. I hate to tell you. I hate to bust your bubble. You may be here and think that you're running well and you're all right, but there's an old sinner that lives in you. And he said, we got to be born again so that the Spirit of God will come. And boy, I tell you, that's bigger than I am. Brother Arthur, I don't understand, praise God, how the third person of the Godhead can love me enough. I said, he loves me enough. He loves us enough. And no matter what's happened in this world, he comes into where we are, and he moves in, and he takes up his abode, and he says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. And it doesn't matter how rough it gets. It doesn't matter how hard it is. I'm going to be with you, praise God. I'm going to, hey, if it it's too hard for you to travel by yourself, I'll pick you up and I'll carry you. Glory, hallelujah. I don't know about you. I get so excited. I can't stand myself. Amen. Glory. That's what God does for us. The kingdom of God is out there for every one of us who want to partake. Amen. Praise God. Boy, I tell you what. I'm so excited. I'm about to blow a gasket. Ashley's excited. She likes to see it when my neck veins expand real big. Amen. Said the first few times she come to church, she come just to see if my head was going to explode. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, what happened to you, Pastor Jeff? The Holy Ghost of God so real in my life. I can't stand it. It overpowers me, praise. It overshadows me. He goes with me. He helps me. Why? Because I'm a part of the kingdom of God. I'm part of something. Praise God, it's so much bigger than I am. Praise the Lord. But what? That's what the kingdom of God is. But what the kingdom, let me just tell you this more right quick, what the kingdom of God is not. I'll be honest. I was struggling with this. I said, Lord, this is Mother's Day. I need to preach about some dear sweet mother. Some big biblical saint of God. How she ruled her house, how she led, and how she helped. You know that virtuous woman stuff. Amen. He said, no, he said, you need this. Amen. I said, well, praise God. Okay, Lord, it's you. I got it. I got it. Hey, I overdosed on it. Amen. Hey, man, glory to God. It was so good, I couldn't stand it. I blew the gasket. I had to have repairs. Patch kit, praise God. He said, praise God, this is where I want you to go. He said, you go down and tell what the kingdom of God is not. Amen. Said, King not. Look what it says, verse number 7. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. He said, that's what it's not. He said, it's not the things of this world. It's not the things that we can, it's not the things that we can attain to with our hands. It's not what you can work up or work out. Hello? The kingdom of God is that good gift that comes down from heaven. I thank God for everything that we have in this world. Hey, we are blessed beyond measure. Hello? I believe every one of us today can say, praise God, God's been good to me. God's been good to us. God's been good to us as a nation. He's blessed us. He's uplifted us. He's put us in the forefront. So that, you know why he done that? So that we can give him the glory so that everybody that's looking can see. Amen? That's what he designed Christianity to be. That we can lift up our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and praise him and magnify him for all that he is. Amen. So the world can see Christ in us. That blessed hope of what? Glory. Amen. The glory of God. Amen. It's not for food and drink. It's not for our animated pleasures. You know, the lust of the flesh, lust of eye, and the pride of life. Who all we are, what we do, and what we're able to accomplish, what we're able to see, what we're able to do. Amen. That's not part of who God, the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is all about him. It's about what he is able, what he's accomplished on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. How he came to where we was when we had no means to get to him. Amen. We couldn't reach up high enough. We couldn't pray him down enough. Praise God. We had to get in. We had to be born again. Praise the Lord. Saved by the marvelous grace of God. But it wasn't about the worldly things. It wasn't about the worldly pleasures. It wasn't about those sensual pleasures that we look for in this world. Those things will let you down. Those things, praise God, may be pleasant to the flesh for a while, but they'll leave you empty. Hello, come on. Now some of you younger people looking at me like a sheep looking at a new gate. He said, well, preacher, you know, I'm just enjoying this life. I like what I can do and I like what I can get into and this and that and other. Praise God, let me tell you something, that too will pass. But what you have in God Almighty, the love that you have for one another, for your family, your kids, your fellowship that you have someday with your wife and your spouse and those loved ones that you have in your life, that's the most important part that we forgot today. The kingdom of God is about building those things. Not about the worldly possessions, not about the sensual thing, but it's about that stuff that's not carnal. It's not of the flesh. Praise God. That's some of the things that it's not. It's not meat and it's not drink. Praise God. It's not sensual stuff. It's not those things, praise God, it's not those things that's related to fame. Amen. We think, boy, if I could just build a name for myself. You may be building a name for yourself. Amen. The whole community may know who you are. Fame and fortune may not be your best asset. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm looking for wealth. I'm going to be rich. Yeah, I am too. I'd like to be rich. Amen. I tell you, I started on my second million. Amen. I gave up on the first one. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I ain't planning on being rich in this world. Praise God. I'm not looking for fame and fortune. I'm not looking for my name to be in marquee lights. I'm not looking to have wealth and fame, praise God. That's not part of who I am. Amen. My success doesn't determine who I am. My success determines, praise God, is how much I love Jesus and how much Jesus loves me. So it's not these things, praise God, that allow us to participate and be participants in the kingdom of God. Amen. Those things are things that have to be accomplished in the world, things that God will help us to do. He said, if we seek first King John, his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. So if you need anything, praise God, just seek the righteousness of God first. And all these things shall be added to you. In other words, what God's telling us here, what Paul said, he said, it's not earthly things that bring us and put us into the kingdom of God. A lot of times people look down on you and say, well, you know, you don't have a mansion and a 4-car garage and all this other stuff, so you must not be right with God. Amen. No, if you're right with God, you probably don't have those things because you've been charitable to your neighbor, praise God, and you've helped them out as much as you helped yourself. Praise God. So just have that love and compassion of Christ that he shared abroad. Have you ever thought about that? He says they didn't even have a place to lay his head. He said the birds have nests, the foxes have dens, but Jesus said have not a place to lay his head. He didn't have a place to call home. Amen. He took his abode with his friends, acquaintances. Praise God, because this earthly possessions, earthly things were not important to him. That's not what the kingdom of God is. What is the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God? You look at the positive side of it. The kingdom of God is that spiritual thing. Amen? The kingdom of God is not worldly stuff. The kingdom of God is spiritual stuff. It's that stuff that comes from the portals of glory down to us. It's that God manifested through His Spirit that lives in us. Paul said that sin that dwells in me. Amen, it's in there. But he said, there's a Spirit of God that dwells in there. And they're contentious one against another. You ever find yourself fighting a battle with yourself? A lot of times we want to pack it off the devil, or it's already been said this morning, or we want to put it off on somebody else. You know, somebody else makes me do things. But God Almighty, praise God, He put an influence down in your heart. And if you don't have it this morning, praise God, let me just tell you, Brother Ralph, you're in a good place to get it. Brother Bill, you say you're in a good place. Let's pray for Brother Bill. Boy, I miss him. Yeah, he's dying. He would love to be here this morning. Amen. Praise God. But there's a force inside of us. If you don't have that this morning, if the Holy Spirit ain't real and prevalent in your life, praise God, you ought to come to old-fashioned altar, fall on your face, say, Lord, please forgive me an old sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. Amen. It's spiritual. God wants to do a mighty work in you this morning. Amen. If you only want to let Him. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. He said, it's not of me. The kingdom of God is not of meat and drink, not a worldly thing, but righteousness. Amen. He said, that's those things that's right in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. Those things that are right in the eyes of God, it's a righteous, it's not only a spiritual work, but it's a right work. God wants to perform a right work in you. Amen. That right work is that separates us. And we can't be separated in our righteousness. We can separate from the world, but we can't be separated in righteousness from Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what binds us together. That's what holds us intact. It's through Jesus Christ. The Bible says that all things consist. He's that glue that holds us together. He's that glue that gives us confidence. He's that glue that binds us, praise God, to the principles, amen, and our morality that we have as Christians today. Amen. So it's that spiritual walk that God gives us, praise God, with Him. That's what the kingdom of God truly is. Praise God. Pastor, how do you get in there? It's through the kingdom of righteousness through the knowledge of sin. Amen. Through knowledge of sin. Praise God. It comes through the confession of sin. Hello? Have you ever sinned? Everybody here better raise their hand or I'll tell Jesus on you. He already knows. We've all sinned, come short of God. He said righteousness, true righteousness, when we realize, you know what, Brother Billy, I mess up, I'm a sinner. Amen? Now you can go on TV and watch these events and they say, oh, you're perfect now, you don't have to worry. Your sins are gone, praise God. They are. Your sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus, praise God, but that doesn't give us a license to sin. Hello? Come on, don't you get quiet on me. It does not give you a license to sin. Amen. It gives you the sense, praise God, of a saved person to stand righteously before a thrice holy God. To do the things that bring honor and glory to Him. Amen. To acknowledge our sin. Amen. And when we acknowledge our sin, it brings us to the confession of our sin. Amen. When we realize that we're sinners, then we begin to confess that sin. So why would you do that? Because you realize that God isn't pleased with it. So then we begin to confess that sin before God Almighty. We begin to tell God that we're sorry. Amen? Now you won't get this kind of preaching on the television, evangelist. Amen? Because they said Brother Joel says he don't deal with sin. Amen? If you don't deal with sin, how could anybody ever get saved? Just keep telling you how good you are and you'll never get no better. Hello? Hey, I love every one of you. I love Stony Fort Baptist. I love everybody in here with all my heart. Every fiber in me, I love every one of you. As Brother Bill, you say, there's not a cull in the bunch. But if I didn't tell you that we're just old sinners, praise God, in need of a Savior, then they wouldn't be much loving, Pastor Jeff. But because I love you, I'm going to tell you that we're sinners, praise God. Sinners, I'm like old Paul, I'm a sinner exceeding. I mean, I go beyond the spectrum of sin. Not because I want to, because it's flesh I live. But praise God, I don't take pleasure in it. Amen. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. He said, I'm caught up in the midst. Seems like we've rehearsed this already this morning. Amen. Sunday school. Romans chapter 7. Amen. But he said, it's in righteousness, it's in a confession of sin. And then it's something that we don't want to do very much. Now listen to me a second. Listen to me. This is what God said. He said that to be part of the kingdom of God is to be saved, born again, having the Spirit living in us, and then realizing that we're sinners, confessing our sin, and offering up repentance. Amen. Coming in repentance. Hello? How long has it been since you repented? Let me just, I'm just separating these out so we can look at them one at a time. It'll help your heart this morning just like it did mine. I come to the conclusion that I don't repent nowhere near as much as I need to. Because see, when God brings to my mind, when God brings to my attention that they sin, there's a sin that's a running around in prayer, hey, I need to repent of that sin. Anything that I've done that's contrary to God, anything that'll break his heart and makes him sad. What breaks his heart and makes him sad? Anything that don't line up with this blessed old King James Bible. Amen. Amen. And now those of you that sat in this church for the last 20 years, we give you enough of this book so you can know right from wrong. Besides that, God gives you a consciousness, praise God, down in your soul, praise God, to know that there's some things that's right and there's some things that's wrong, and it's not your, it's your responsibility not to push the envelope. Amen. Amen. It's your, it's our responsibility to do what's right. And when we mess up, we said, the reason the church is not growing, the reason we don't have no power anymore, praise God, because we're not spiritual, because we don't repent. Amen. In order to be a hard thing to fall on your face and, Lord, please forgive me of the sin I've committed and call it out. Amen. Amen. Mention it by name. He said, preacher, I wouldn't do that at all. I know that's why churches are dying. We're too sophisticated in our religion to repent of our sin. When God puts it out there on a banner. Amen. He calls us to repent. Calls us to repentance. Say, preacher, what good would that do? It puts it behind you. Hello? Come on. It puts it behind you. See, true repentance is bringing what you've done, what God's convicted you of, and bring it to the Lord and say, Lord God, I am sorry. I realize my sinfulness. And Lord Jesus, would you please forgive me? I'm cast at your feet. I'm putting myself at your mercy. Amen. And I repent of this. And I'm going to get up from here in a minute. And Lord, I'm going to leave it here. And I'm going to go in 180 degrees. I'm going in a different direction. And I'm never coming back here again. Amen. Come on. That's true repentance. That's what will get the job done. That's what allow the Holy Spirit, that righteousness in your heart, praise God, to have preeminence today. When you do that, the old devil, praise God, that old man that lives inside us has to just kind of slink off into the corner. Amen. Say, oh me. Kind of slinks off into the corner, and there he is. What Holy Spirit, he just makes him a bigger table. And what he's doing, he's getting rid of the trash and the garbage, praise God, so he can give us a table that we can feast on and we can glory in from God Almighty on high. All those good things that come down from the Father light comes through the Holy Spirit down to where we are. Ministers to our soul, praise God. Bless His holy name. True righteousness, praise God. It forsakes sin. Goes in the opposite direction. We don't even entertain the thought of it. You know what's wrong with us today? We realize we mess up. God convicts us of our sin. We repent of it. But then we keep wanting to go back and pick it up again. Amen. We keep wanting to go back and we won't pick up that sin again. We won't pick up that thing again, praise God. But he said we got to forsake that sin. Just forget about it. Just forget about the sinfulness. Forget about that old man that we used to be praying. And just allow that new man to have preeminence in our lives. He said that's what the kingdom of God is. That's why it's called the kingdom of God. That's where the power lies. The power of love, compassion, mercy, and the power of instruction. Amen. The power that comes from on high down to me and you, praise God. It's that power, praise God, that righteousness, that rightness with God that allows us to clean up and makes us pure inside. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to go out in the world and just feel all nice and pure and clean? But, Bobby, there's not much of that in the world. You go out in the world day and by the time you get home, you feel plumb filthy. Amen? Anybody with me? By the time you get out, go out of your house more, you feel pretty good. You know, you prayed, you talked to God, you confessed your sins, you've repented. Everything's running well, praise God. Your sinfulness is behind you. You go out in this world. By the time you get done at the end of the day, you crawl back in with your tail between your legs and you feel just filthy. Amen? But you know why we do that? Because a lot of times we don't truly repent of our sin, confess our sin, ask God to forgive us and forgive ourselves. Hello? Sometimes we think, now listen to me. Let me slow down here just a second. Let's just hit this real hard for a second. When we ask God to forgive us our sin, when we realize that we messed up, and we mess up, and we say, Lord, please, would you forgive me of my sin? Lord, you know, this is what it is, and Lord, I know it's wrong. And Lord God, I know it breaks your heart because it's not meant to be this way. And Lord, I want you to forgive me. I want you to help me. I want you to strengthen me from the throne of grace. Lord, I want that forgiveness. I want my spirit to be so stirred. I want it to be revived down in my soul. Amen. Lord, I want you to forgive me. And Lord, I want you to help me forgive myself. See, the old devil will keep coming around. The Bible says, Brother Robert, he's the accuser of the brethren. Now, the brethren, bless you, he's the one that loves the Lord. He's the one that's close, the one that's trying to walk right, walk circumspectly with God. And then the whole devil comes along and he says, yeah, you're doing okay now, but remember what you did. Remember what you did. You remember on the third day of November 1947? Come on now. Amen. I wasn't born. Arthur said, that wasn't me, Lord. I wasn't born yet. Said they can't. He said, they can't pack that one off on me. I wasn't born yet. But that's what he does. He tries to take us back to where we messed up, to where we were slack in our spirit and slack in our righteousness, slack in our thinking about the things of God. That's why David said we got to get ourselves in the Word of God. We got to plant ourselves in the book and allow it to be able to minister and to mind the things out of it to take us in the direction we need to go to get to glory where the gold is. Amen. We mine it out of this book so that one day we'll get to gold. Amen. But the devil wants to always take you back and take you back. But see what we got to be able to do. Because the Word of God says that if we ask Him, that he'll forgive us. Now listen to this. And he said, John chapter 1, he said, he'll forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All the things that's not right with God, said he'll cleanse it. He'll get rid of it. Amen. So we have to be able to forgive ourselves. So when the devil comes and assaults us, praise God, and he says, hey, look at you. Remember that time. But say, yeah, devil, I don't know what you're talking about. I've done talked to Jesus about that. And through the precious blood of the Lamb, praise God, He's covered all my unrighteousness. He's got glory. That must make a cold Baptist shout. He's took His blood and cleansed all my unrighteousness. He's covered all my unrighteousness. And praise God, hey, when He looks back on me, I praise God, you may bring it up, devil. You may bring it up, flesh. But God Almighty has cast it in to the sea of forgetfulness. Not that He couldn't remember, but He won't remember. Amen. Stand fast to the Lord, praise God. Because He is on your side. And if He be for us, who can be against us? Amen. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's that sanctity in Jesus Christ. It's our salvation, praise God. It's what He does for us because of His goodness. Amen. Praise His holy name. Say, well, what does it mean, Pastor Jeff, the righteousness of God? The rightness of that kingdom that God's give to us. It offers us, now listen to me, it offers us that peace that comes from God. Amen. Hey, Jesus said, He said, we're looking for something. Jesus said, I gotta go. He said, but my peace I leave with you. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Wouldn't it be nice just to live a safe, peaceful life? Could you imagine a life that doesn't have any turmoil in it? A life where there's not all these instigators. You know, these gator people. Amen. Talked to someone yesterday, but said that some people that just like to stir things up. Some people just live for drama. Man, ain't that right, Harper? They drama queens, ain't they? Amen. A drama queen. Amen. Praise God, that's what they live for. But God said they oughtn't to be that way. He said they ought to be a peace, praise God. I pray something to treasure in this world, that peace that comes from God Almighty. It comes down to us who believe, that believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace that comes from knowing that they've, praise the Lord, says that they've been forgiveness of sin. Praise God. I can sing with the songwriter. Praise God. I can sing and praise God because my sins are gone.
Amen.
Amen. They've been covered. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you. I thank God for the blood.
Amen.
Amen. These people say, well, preacher, you don't have to have the blood to get saved. You don't have to have blood to have a religion in your religion. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without the shedding of blood, we'd still be in our sins. Amen. Hey, I tell you what we ought to do today. We ought to love Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and strength because it's because of His blood He shed at Calvary that we can have our sins forgiven.
Amen.
Peace comes in your heart. Peace comes in your life when your sins are forgiven. Amen. Are your sins forgiven this morning? Praise God. You've been born again. I can be if I ain't. Amen. Praise God, that forgiveness of sins. Peace comes when you got God, praise God, living within your soul. Amen. The third person of the Trinity moves in. He takes up His abode. Man, He gives guide you and direct you. When adversity comes, praise God, when it's telling you this and that, whispering here, He whispers in your heart. Jesus loves you. Amen. I'm here with you. We've got this. Amen. It doesn't matter how difficult. He said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you through. Hey, praise God, it don't matter. You're with me. You ever think about that? You ever think about that when you're going through trials and tribulations? Like the old the agony of defeat. Amen. But you got to, it's coming at you. It's hitting you from every side. You're being bombarded. Now listen to me. See if you can get this in your notebook, Allison. She does marvelous work. I mean, you think she don't ever listen to us. That's how you ought to look at her book. She's got everything I ever preached. But you got the flesh and the demons of hell in this world that's assailing you from every side. Are you hearing me? Amen. And you're seeking for something. What you seek for? You're seeking for peace. And that peace is in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That righteousness, it's that forgiveness of sin. It's that God living in your soul. And it's the Holy Spirit that's walking with you while you're walking down that road of life and they're assailing you from every side. Amen. But there's a Savior called Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Savior who is Jesus Christ the Lord. And He's walking beside you. Amen. And He's got His arm around you. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He said He sticketh closer than a brother. He's got His arm around you. And what He does, when all that's assailing you, somebody help me. He said He just slips that robe of righteousness over your shoulder, holds it with His hand, pulls it around to your breast. And He said, don't worry about this. He said, you're going to be all right. You're going to be okay. Amen. That's what He does. That's what Paul, in one verse of Scripture, Paul said, it's because of God. He said, it's not about the world and the things and the lust of the flesh. It's about righteousness with God that brings that peace into your heart. Where you press on for the good cause of Christ, praise God, and you don't have to look back because you know who's got you back. Amen. See, the Bible says that but talking about that valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for the rod and the scalp comfort me. Amen. That prepares a table for me and presses my ends and anoints my head cup of oil. He said that in that valley, praise God. He said, I keep my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and said that valley, that shadow of death is always behind me. As long as we keep Jesus with us and in front of us. As long as the sun's to your face, long as you're looking at the sun, that shadow of death will always be behind you. That's why Jesus said, and John said, hey, listen, said, if you'll just stay with me, keep my command, do what I tell you. He said, you don't have to worry about, you'll never see death. You may have to go through it. Brother Barton said, praise God, I don't worry about dying. I just don't worry about what I got to go through until I get there. Amen. Praise God, once we're there, hello, we just slip on out of here and slip into the arms of the Savior who just pulls us up unto Himself and loves us real big. Amen. Hey, we got made the kingdom of God. Praise God. Peace with God. Peace in our soul of God. Peace with God of heaven. Praise God. Peace because that the burden's been lifted. Amen. We're not burdened down under that way. In other words, like the song says, it's been rolled away. Amen. Don't fret over it no more. Praise God. It's gone. It's been rolled away. I don't worry about all that stuff. I just trust the Lord. His will be done. Hey, guess what? It's going to be done anyway. God's will be done. Amen. We just might as well get in and be part of it because that's what the kingdom of God is. Amen. We have that peace, not only because that's been lifted away, that's been rolled away. But praise God, the guilt has been erased. Amen. The guilt has been erased. That chapter, those chapters in our life of sinfulness, praise God, has been covered over. The Lamb's Book of Life. Our name's written down and our sin's been forgiven. Praise God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. You say, well, Pastor, if we say not, what is the future of God? He said, peace comes, and he said, when peace comes, and he said, then he said, what comes with peace is something that we all look for is joy. Amen. It's joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what takes place. What a future kingdom offers, not only is the peace, but that joy, and joy unspeakable. Joy that we'll never know in this world. I said before, we look for happiness, and happiness depends on what happens. But joy comes from the Lord, from knowing Him and the free pardon of sin, from having that blessed hope, from having that peace in our heart, that peace that passes understanding. Amen. When people are looking at you when you're going through adversity, and they say, how can you be so peaceful with what you're going through? You smile at them real big and say, because He's going through with me. They said, who's going through with you? I said, Jesus is going through with me. He's with me, praise God. He's going through with me. When I come out, I'm coming out with Him. Amen. I have that peace that I know. What peace gives you? What peace gives you? Peace gives you that joy. That joy gives you contentment in the midst of a troubled world, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of all the things that's happened, praise God, we have peace, the peace of God, and we have joy. Amen. So, well, preacher, you just don't realize, you know, I've went through this and I've went through that. And I've, but sorry, Brother Arthur ought to be the only one here he's went through it. Still here. Amen. Yeah, he's still here. He said he wouldn't have nowhere else to go. He's like Peter. Amen. Well, he's been through it. It's unreal. And now his little wife's going through something. He just come through a storm. Now his wife's going into a storm. But God's still here. He's still here. Amen. Praise God. God's still working. God's still on the throne. God's still God. And the kingdom of God is still that to be desired. It's still that to be reached for. Because He said, in conclusion, He said, if we get that, we get it all. Amen. If we get that, if we get the kingdom of God, they said, it's universal. We get it all. We get to come in with a family, praise God, that's going somewhere. That is somebody. Hey, listen, don't you ever let the devil tell you that you're nobody. Amen. Praise God. If you're a born-again child of God, you're a part of God's family. You're a part of the kingdom of God. Amen. And He said He'd be there with us. He'd help us get through. He said, because we'll have that righteousness, we'll have that peace, we'll have that joy. He said, we'll have the Holy Ghost. Amen. That Holy Ghost, that third person of Trinity, that great comforter. Jesus said, I got to go away. He said, but if I go away, I'll send you a comforter. Amen. Which is the Holy Spirit. He said, I will send you. Can Jesus lie? Can Jesus lie?
No.
No. So did he send a comforter? Is the Holy Spirit real? I'll tell you, I can testify he's absolutely real. Amen. He's real and he lives in our hearts. So he said, you don't have to fret and worry. He said, I give you peace. I give you joy. And he said, I sent you the Holy Spirit to make sure it stays that way. Amen. Praise God. To make sure it stays that way. He said, that Spirit of God's in you. He said, just trust in him. Rely on him. Adhere to it. That's what believing is. And said, he will keep you circumspect. He'll keep you walking right, talking right, living right. And one day, praise God, the Holy Spirit will guide you right up into the place of cross and cross you and glory right over into the arms of the Savior. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you see it? Lord God, I'd like to see Miss Allison's book tomorrow. She's getting all this. Thank you, Lord. That's what God's doing. You said, preacher, did God really say that all that one verse? Yeah, he did. And he said it for you, and he said it to me. How do you know? Because he said it for Paul. Paul couldn't have pinned her down if it hadn't been spoken in his heart. Amen. And he said, this is what the kingdom of God is. And this is what God enables you to become. A partaker in his kingdom. Amen. Joy and peace and happiness comes from the Lord. Praise God.